taking America back. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
You're getting your money's worth this hour. Great conversation with Ann Coulter. And now we go to what I think is the most explosive issue which hasn't yet detonated in Washington, D.C., and that is the computer hacking of CBS investigative reporter Cheryl Atkinson. It has now been confirmed after CBS hired computer cybersecurity experts to monitor and investigate both Cheryl Atkinson's home and work computers that they were tampered with. Atkinson describes how she first got the idea something was seriously wrong.
There were signs of unusual happenings in my home for many months, and that included odd behavior of both my work and my personal computers. One example was the computers began turning themselves on and then back off again during the night. I was able to verify and obtain some information on the suspicious activities, and I reported that to CBS News Management in January, since it included CBS equipment and systems. CBS then hired an independent cybersecurity firm, which conducted a thorough forensic analysis, and that ruled out the ordinary malware, phishing programs, and that sort of thing.
Okay, so if it's not malware, then what is it? Gail King and Charlie Rose asked Cheryl Atkinson more about what the outside experts found on her computers and what she had been working on at the time.
So, Cheryl, you have been reporting on Benghazi. You did some of the groundbreaking work on the Fast and Furious program. What exactly did the intruder do, or what were they looking for, do we know, on your computer?
Well, with the investigation continuing, we can't give all the details, but the analysis found very unusual activity buried deep in the computer. The unauthorized party accessed the CBS computer in my home on multiple occasions, and specifically in December, they used sophisticated methods to cover their tracks, meaning they tried to remove the indications of their previous unauthorized activity. And we're not prepared to talk more about the who is and who did this today, but the intruder is considered highly skilled and used very sophisticated methods.
This would be a fear for all of us, but tell us your own reaction to knowing that this kind of invasion has taken place.
Well, when any unauthorized party comes into the home of an American, whether it's a private citizen or a journalist, and searches through their computers, inserting or removing material for whatever their reason is, it's a very serious and disturbing matter. I'm outraged that anyone would do such a thing, and CBS News takes all of this very seriously.
Now, obviously, this isn't a disaffected boyfriend. Obviously, this isn't someone who's trying to plant a virus. Obviously, this isn't someone who is trying to steal from her, like get her bank account numbers. This is someone who was trying to find out who she was talking to. This is someone who was trying to compromise her work as a journalist. She says she thinks she knows who that person is. She hasn't said who it is yet, but we're going to find out.